Lyft is starting its public relations roadshow today as it tries to court investors for a $23 billion initial public offering. Shares of the ride-hailing company could start trading by next week, and Lyft's competitor, Uber, is expected to go public next month. Ahead of that news, Uber is expanding its rewards program to more than 100 cities in the United States. It could be good news for loyal customers looking to score free rides, or bad news for cities that are worried about traffic congestion. David Zipper joins us now. He's a resident fellow at the German Marshall Fund in Washington, D.C. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You are not a fan. Why?
Well, I think it's a smart move for Uber because it will make people potentially be more loyal to the company at a time when, you know, Uber is getting ready to go public. But for cities, I worry that the structure of Uber Rewards is designed to give an incentive, maybe a small one, maybe a larger one, we just don't know yet, for riders to take individual trips instead of the pooled rides that Uber itself agrees would lead to less congestion. So in other words, Uber Rewards is designed to nudge people into taking their own trips, which will put more cars and vehicles on the streets.
Instead of sharing a ride, as you say, in Uber pool, this is when strangers could be riding with you in a vehicle. So let's go through some of these perks. No fee cancellations, car upgrades, guaranteed prices to your favorite destinations, cashback rewards. But Uber says you do get reward points for using Uber pool.
You do. But the fact is you get double the rewards points for every dollar that you spend if you take UberX, which is that's probably their most popular service where people are going to take an individual trip. And of course, an UberX trip is going to already be a little bit more expensive than an Uber pool trip. So that means you're actually looking at potentially a 4X increase in your rewards points if you decide to take an UberX trip instead of an Uber pool trip between two points.
How does this compare to, say, an airline frequent flyer program? Is there any difference?
There's some similarities. And, you know, just like with an airline frequent flyer program, you'll get more points if you get, say, a first class ticket. That's fine because societally there's not much of a difference if you buy a first class ticket or an economy plus seat. That's different, though, with ride hail. And because with ride hail for Uber or a service like Lyft, if you're going to take Uber pool, you're going to have less of a carbon footprint, if you will. You're going to put fewer cars on the street because you're sharing your ride, as opposed to if you took an individual trip on Uber X or Uber Black or something like that. So that's why I think society probably doesn't need to worry too much about how frequent flyer programs are set up by the airlines. We probably do need to be concerned about what might happen as a result of Uber Rewards as it nudges people to take individual trips.
So on the roads then, how much extra traffic are we talking about because of this?
So that is a great question. When I spoke to some people who sort of defended the Uber Rewards program, the attitude was, no one's really going to care about this. You know, no one really makes their trip decision between whether to take a pooled ride or an individual trip based on rewards. You know, maybe, we just don't know yet, but I don't know about you, but I myself have been known at various points in my life to get very excited about getting frequent flyer tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to pay probably irrationally more for a given flight if I can be on the airline that gets me the points that I want. So it's possible that we'll see no impact from this. It's also possible we really could see people be nudged away from pooled rides. We'll have to look at the data, but there's no way in my mind that the Uber Rewards program is going to actually be a net win for cities. All it could do is either be neutral or be bad for congestion.
Well, it is true that people do not use those pooled rides simply because they don't want to be in a car with another person. So yes, we will see whether or not it nudges people away from that or not. Cities like Washington, D.C., where you are right now, have terrible congestion problems. What do you think cities should be thinking about in relation to this?
Well, cities have leverage. You know, if evidence comes out, and I do hope there'll be studies soon to see if Uber and frankly also Lyft are taking actions, then cities or states for that matter could consider using their regulatory and taxation powers to compensate for that. You know, if you have to pay an extra dollar or two to take an individual trip as opposed to Uber pool because that's the city requirement through tax legislation, you know, that's probably enough of a push to overcome whatever nudge rewards might create for you to take an individual trip.
That's David Zipper, resident fellow at the German Marshall Fund in Washington, D.C. David, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
And we reached out to Uber for a response to David's concerns that this rewards program could cause more traffic in cities. A spokesman told us Uber Rewards was designed so that both the most frequent riders who use low-cost options and riders who regularly ride with higher-cost products have an opportunity to get rewarded. By the way, Lyft is also starting to roll out a rewards program of its own. Let us know what you think at hereandnow.org.